Have you ever looked at a cozy hand-knitted scarf or sweater and thought, man, I wish I could do that? Guess what? You can. And it's so much easier than you think. Today on the Knitting Mamas podcast, we are going to dive into the third part of our mini-series for knitting basics. And we're breaking down the stockinette and garter stitches today. Whether you're a complete newbie or you just need a little refresher in your knitting journey, this episode and accompanying video is your go-to guide for getting started. So grab your yarn, your needles, and let's do this. Hey there, Mama. Welcome to the Knitting Mamas podcast. If you're a mom who's tired of feeling exhausted and longing for some well-deserved self-care and rest, you are in the right place. I know that finding time for yourself as a busy mom can feel like an impossible puzzle. But guess what? You don't have to compromise anymore. Hi, I'm your host, Nadine Medina. And just like you, I am a mom, wife, and also a happy knitter. Over my 15 years of motherhood, I have been on a journey to discover how to truly recharge without the guilt and the never-ending quest for perfection. The secret? It's all about progress, not perfection. By focusing on simple routines, natural wellness solutions, and the cozy art of knitting, I found the path to feeling whole and content. And on this podcast, I am sharing it all with you so you can do the same. Are you ready to find simple solutions to set yourself free from mom guilt, to take more time for yourself to truly rest, and to use your knitting skills for a mindful routine that creates space in your life so you can breathe easier? Let's take a deep breath, grab those knitting needles, and say goodbye to mom stress. Together, we'll create a supportive community that encourages you to prioritize self-care while juggling all your responsibilities. Sound good? Let's do this. Hey mamas, before we dive into the episode, I would love to invite you to subscribe to this podcast so that you don't miss any future episodes. And while you're there, I would also love it if you could leave a 5-star review so that other mamas can find this podcast and get started on their own journey as well. I'm so thankful for you to be here with me, listening to these episodes every week, and I cannot wait to share the beautiful knitting craft and its healing powers with more mamas out there who need it. So let's help them out by showing what this craft can do for them. So today we are going to talk about some more knitting techniques. I'm super excited to also show this to you in a video again as well. And as you may have found out by now, I hope, maybe not yet, that knitting is more than just a craft. It's a journey of creation, relaxation, and I even call it meditation sometimes, because it can really have, you know, that effect on your mind to just kind of slow down, calm down, and direct your crazy thinking of all the things, worrying, stress, all that stuff, to just kind of condense it down to the moment. And that's basically what meditation is, right? So today, we're starting with the very foundation of any knitting project. And this is why it's so exciting to me to show you these. Last episode, whenever that was, Monday? So in episode 14, it was for sure, I know that, I showed you the two stitches, the two foundational stitches, knit stitch and garter stitch. Knit stitch and purl stitch. That's what the actual stitches are called. And then today we're going to show what these stitches will do when you put them together and how that will actually look in your knitting project. And these two basically stitch patterns that are created out of those two stitches are really the foundation of what you would do in any knitting pattern and in any project. Meaning, if you know how to do these and how they will look and how to combine them, you can pretty much knit anything you want. And I think that is so neat because it doesn't require a lot of, you know, mastery of any kind. You need two stitches, you need to know how to cast on, cast off, and you can create a sweater, you can create a cardigan, you can make scarves, you can make all kinds of things. And a lot of us are intimidated when, you know, when we first see these beautiful, bigger looking projects and think it requires so much technique, but it's really not true. Obviously, yes, there are things that will require that. And there are complicated patterns, of course, but we'll take one step at a time and we're going to learn stockinette and garter. And once we know that, we are going to start a little more intimidating looking project that is not intimidating at all. And you're going to love how easy it is to put these together and then actually wear something that you've created. It's absolutely the best. Okay, so bear with me while I'm turning on my little video over here as well. And just for a little background, I do hear from a lot of people out there that they're not ready to start knitting because they think it's just too hard or too complicated to learn. And this is why I created this little mini series along with some videos for you to basically debunk the myth that knitting is hard, because I really don't think it is. And all you really need to do is follow along with some videos and some audio, get your needles, get your yarn, and just try it out. And you will be so glad that you did. So today's topic, again, we're talking about how to get stockinette and garter stitches done. And they are found in most knitting patterns, actually in every knitting pattern, really. They are the basic foundational stitches. And I'm also going to show you how to cast off your project. So I have not moved anything since I started this little project here on my needles that I've been going by since we first started this little series. And we're going to just continue with this one right away. All right, so let's set the stage. You still need to make sure that you have the right needle and the right yarn. What I mean by that is you need to make sure that the yarn thickness corresponds with, you know, the needle size. And we do that because different yarn just requires different sizes of needles in order to you know, create beautiful patterns, but also obtain a certain gauge, which we'll go into in another episode. But make sure you have yarn and needle size that is indicated on the yarn. It will have it on the little paper that you've got when you first buy the yarn, okay? Casting on, I showed you how to do that, along with a little video on YouTube in the episode 13, so you can go back to that one if you need a refresher there. And now I'm going to show you the difference between garter stitch and stockinette. Okay, so here you can see just a little bit of a pattern emerging already from what I knitted before. So right here you can see these two little, kind of like a triangle. Let me use my needle. So when you hold up your pattern that you've created now, I hope you still have your project from last time, you can now see after a few rows that you are creating this little V-shaped, triangle-shaped pattern on the front. And when you flip it around, it almost looks like a little squiggly line, like a little S pattern. So that is what the front and the back look like when you knit the front and purl the back. So let me give you a quick refresher what that means. So to knit, we're going to take our yarn in the left hand and the needle that has all the stitches on them also in your left hand. So now again, remember you wrap the yarn around your between your ring finger and your pinky. For those of you who watched the video last time, I'm still laughing because I'm like, what's a pinky? I didn't remember the word pinky. It's ridiculous. Anyway, but you guys do know this is not my first language, so I hope I am excused. But that was just so funny when I was like, I'm not stopping the video. I'm just going to figure it out. Anyway, so the yarn goes between your ring finger and your pinky. And after that, you wrap it around your index finger two times, and then we get started. And then we have the right needle in our right hand, and we start by slipping the first stitch. I taught you this in the last one as well. That's my go-to way of getting a nice, neat edge on each side, okay? And then we're going to just knit that row. I don't have a lot of stitches on here, so I can do this pretty quickly. So if you just knit every single stitch that is on your needle all the way down, and then when you turn your project, I'm almost there. I got four left. Two, actually maybe five. Four, five, and this is the last one right here. Okay, so now you have everything on your right needle. Once you're done knitting, you're flipping it around again. You can literally even keep the yarn on your hand if you wanted to. You can take it off and just roll it back on, but nothing really changes. You're just flipping that thing around so that you now see the back side of your knitting. And now you're again holding the needle with all your stitches on your left hand. Now from here, we are slipping the first stitch again. Okay, and now we are purling. And if you don't remember exactly how to do that, go back to last episode, episode 14. There's a YouTube video in there as well. And we are purling the entire way. Trying to speed this up for you guys, especially on the audio. I'm going to come back once I'm done so that you're not bored on the podcast audio. Okay, all done with knitting the front and purling the back. And I am showing this on the video now. You can watch the video on YouTube. The link will be in the show notes. You can also hop over into our Mindful Knitting Mamas community on Facebook, which is totally free. And I'm going to show this there again as well and share the video too. So to get over there, you just go to bit.ly/knittingmamas. It's bit.ly/knittingmamas. Can't wait to see you in there to show you this in more detail. But now you can see that your front continues in this beautiful V-shaped pattern right here, and you can easily also count your rows this way. Let me pull this up a little closer. So right here, this is your setup row, and then you've got 1, 2, 3. So you're now on your fourth row. When you row the back side of it again, you will see this is row number 5. And if you turn it around, you can see that S-shaped kind of a squiggly line. Those are your purl stitches, which is exactly the same as a knit stitch, except it's done through the back. So it's like the opposite, if you will, but it creates the exact same stitch. So I am going to now switch up to what we call garter stitch, which is even simpler than stockinette. In stockinette, as you just learned, you're going to need to know knit stitch and you're going to need to know how to purl on the backside. I showed you both of those stitches before. So it's easy for you to pick up. Go back to the video. Just go back and keep practicing. You can do this, even if it's a little bumpy in the beginning. Just keep going. It's so worth it. Okay. So now what we're going to do, we are going to knit a row again. So for the moment, it's not going to look any different because obviously we just did this on the V-shaped side we're knitting. Okay, so regular knit stitch, you insert your needle, you grab your yarn, you pull it through, okay? Keeping this up. Now, to create garter stitch, which is really beautiful too. I was just wearing my coat earlier, my Cardi coat that I made last year. It's a all garter stitch, like medium thickness cardigan, and it is so pretty. I just love it so much. If you guys are on Instagram, you can go to @theknittingmamas and you can see it right there. Now, when we switch this or flip this over now to the backside, we just knitted again the entire row. But now instead of purling the backside, what we're going to do is we're going to knit it. So you're doing the same thing. You're knitting every row and every stitch. So again, even on the squiggly line side, you're just going to insert your needle in from the bottom, grab your yarn, pull it through, and then slip the stitch off, okay? So let's keep going all the way down. And then those of you who are watching the video can actually see this. Sorry about the noise. This is my cord from my needle sliding around on this surface right here. I apologize for those who are listening. Just want to make sure you know what that is. All right, so knit, knit, knit all the way down. Have a look at the video if you want to see how this looks. So now it almost doesn't look very different on the backside, but as I turn it around, you can now see these little loops right here that are emerging, and they are creating the garter stitch. So I am going to do a couple more of these while I pause the podcast so that you can see this on the video, what it actually going to end up look like. And then I have one more little nugget to share with you. Okay, so I'm all done showing off the garter stitch. Be sure to catch the video if you really want to see what it looks like. It's a gorgeous technique to create, like to kind of break up the pattern. So if you're having your stockinette in the bottom, and then, you know, you can do one or two rows in garter stitch and then continue with stockinette, and it creates this nice line on your pattern. A lot of very simple sweaters are actually knitted that way, and then all they have is these little lines that go through, and they just break it up a little bit and just create something really gorgeous. So it's just that simple. Another thing that you can now do, since you know both of these stitches, is a ribbing for the bottom, you know, of a sweater, or the sleeves, the end of the sleeves right here, oftentimes are knitted in ribbing, which is usually one knit, one purl. It can also be two knit, two purl, but it's just alternating these two stitches, and it creates kind of like a line pattern top down. And what it does, it creates a more stretched or actually more tight fabric versus this one where it's kind of like the lines are nicely laid out. When you have something that is in ribbing, it almost creates like a, I don't even know how to explain this. It's like they're pushing together like this, which makes sure that the ribbing of your sleeve as well as on the body of your sweater are actually just slightly tighter, because it creates a better fit. Doesn't happen for every sweater, but you know, it's something that you can do now that you know these two stitches, and I'm just so excited for you. I'm so excited. Like, I can't even describe how excited I am for you to get this started. So again, if you're brand new and you're like, what the heck? I have no idea what you're talking about. Please go over to the video, catch the YouTube video, and definitely come into our group, bit.ly/knittingmamas. Come into the group, ask your questions, watch the videos, and please come to the next Knit and Chill Circle. It's on March 27th. Can't wait. It'll be, I think it's at 1 o'clock. It's around lunchtime. We have it all in the group as well, so that you can RSVP there. And you can ask your questions there, and we can go over anything that you want. So I'm super, super excited about that. And now that you've got the basics down, I'm just asking you this. What are you waiting for? You can start this knitting journey right now. Come into our community. Again, hang out with us there. And let me just say one more thing. And this might be encouraging to you if you're struggling with any of these things and wondering if this is ever going to be something that you do with ease. Every knitter, good or not great, was once a beginner. Every stitch that you may drop, every loop that you miss, is a step towards becoming the knitter that you want to be. So I encourage you to embrace the imperfection, because it is all part of the journey. Enjoy the process and stop going for perfection, because really, the process of getting this right is half the fun. You have no idea how many things I have learned since I picked up my needles again in 2020. So it's about 4 years ago now, and I have learned a ton. I basically was able to do this when I first picked them up again after 20-ish years of not knitting. And that's all I had. And I was like, well, cool, what can I make with this? My very first garment after that was an entire cardigan. And it took me quite a while, but it was so fun, because I really just wanted to knit again. I did not care about the outcome. I wasn't really, you know, rushing to get it done. I just wanted to knit, and I just wanted to enjoy it. And I missed it so much, and I remember how much I loved it. And I really think it's such a great practice to learn this craft and then eventually get this accomplishment, feeling of accomplishment out of it, especially when you're a busy mom who is kind of feeling a little lost, to be honest, where, you know, you're just wondering, like, is this it? Laundry and cooking and disciplining kids and, you know, all the things we do every day. Where is something in for me? This can be it right here. And I also want you to remember that you're never alone in your knitting journey, because I'm here to help you, and so are my awesome knitting mamas in our group. And I hope I see you there really soon. Until next time, keep spreading the knitting love, and thanks so much for listening. I'll talk to you soon on the Knitting Mamas podcast. Hey mama, I hope you've soaked up some great ideas from today's episode. Remember, a happy mom makes for a happy fam. If today's chat hit home with you, it would mean the world if you could leave a 5-star written review on iTunes. Your review will help other moms discover our community and embrace guilt-free self-care. Also, if you're scrolling through Instagram, why not snap a screenshot of this episode for your stories? Don't forget to tag me at The Knitting Mamas so that I can shout you out on my page as well. Plus, that way we can stay connected and spread the self-care magic. Oh, and have you heard about our cozy Facebook community? It's a guilt-free zone where we share relaxing routines, essential oils, and knitting adventures, and so much more. Come join us today at bit.ly/knittingmamas and let's unwind together. Until we chat again, take care, mama. And remember, looking after yourself is not selfish. It's essential for that balanced life. Catch you soon right here on the Knitting Mamas podcast.